strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 22nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Chantel. How are you doing, Chantel?
Doing pretty well. I'm just so happy to hear that you have a desk that everything is just super bright today.
Yes. Yes. I finished the desk. It's good. I'll have more comfort while streaming and podcasting. So we are here, of course, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 15 in the house, and we had a lot of stuff go down yesterday.
So much happened. I was like, I'll just do some quick notes. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm actually going to be doing this for a long time. Lots of conversations happened.
Yes. So plenty to talk about. We will get into all of it here as I do my best to adjust the volume on the microphone, which hopefully is now a little bit better for you guys. Is this better? Let me know. We'll talk about everything else as we get into this. All right. So we, again, yesterday, a lot of stuff going down. So obviously, the Frenchie stuff is the Frenchie stuff, right? It is what it is here. There's not a lot to go over when it comes to the vote and Frenchie, but lots of new alliances coming together, lots of targets coming up, changing, and all of that stuff. So there's a lot to get to.
Yeah, so one thing I do want to say about the Frenchie kind of campaign, not campaign, I just wish that he would just campaign. Like, if he just wants to stay there, he doesn't have to throw Brittany under the bus. And I'm just kind of tired of his just saying that, like, oh, if I was up here against a guy, then, like, I would have definitely, like, I wouldn't lay down. I would try my hardest. Like, I'd make sure that I stay here. But I don't want to go up against a girl. I don't want to campaign against a girl. I'm just like, just campaign against her. You want to stay. It's your dream too. And so that's just was bothering me just a little bit because I didn't like seeing him just lay down this way.
I don't know if you can hear me right now.
I can hear you. Who's frozen?
Has been broken. So
is my
Chantel,
audio okay? Because
just,
I was worried about my audio.
Keep it up for me here.
Yes. Well, I hear you perfectly. So that's awesome. So, yeah, so I'm loving, not loving particularly Frenchie. I'm just kind of wishing that Frenchie would, you know, he had this really explosive week. He was doing all the things. He thought he was top dog. He was number one, you know, the best person ever to be the first head of household. And now he's just laying down because he's going up against somebody that's on his team. I'm just kind of like a little bit disappointed. I would love to have seen some fireworks, at least from him on the way out.
All right. Okay. I apologize for the technical difficulties here, guys. All right, let's get into the day. There's plenty to talk about. We started the day with Sarah Beth, Kylan, Claire, and Tiffany in the choral room. Sarah Beth kind of leads this conversation with, I have something to tell you guys. The other day, we were having a conversation about like floaters and coasters and like everything was fine. But then Brent said later that Aza
like jump down his throat about like floaters versus coasters. And he was saying that she got like aggressive with him, and she was like super calm. Nothing was weird about this conversation. It really freaked me out because like, what is going on in Brent's head that he took that conversation in that way? It's very concerning.
It's definitely really concerning. And, you know, I definitely do not like the narrative of a Black woman having an opinion and all of a sudden she's being aggressive just to give him a reason to target her. And I think that that was his motive, is just like, oh, like if I can act like she might be a little bit of a loose cannon or whatever you want to label it as, you know, maybe I can get the House rally behind me so we can take her out next week, or at least have her nominated if he wins. So. Mm-hmm.
Not great. She says, he's also like always coming up to her. Like, why, like, what's going on? Are you avoiding me? And it's just like, she's like, he's such a weirdo. So that narrative, starts there in the morning, but it is going to, start spreading around throughout the day. Big D is going to talk with Frenchie. He's, Big D needs some advice in the game. And the person that he would like to turn to for advice is Frenchie. Frenchie, who master of the game, you know. Frenchie, can you please give me direction here? So he says, Frenchie, I'm worried about going after people that are in my alliance, aka the Slaughterhouse. He doesn't want to, just completely blow up the alliance. So what he was thinking was, listen to this idea, Frenchie. Tell me if this is a bad idea. What if I put up like one person from each side, like Whitney and Claire? Frenchie's like, Claire? No, Claire is on your side. Don't do that. When Frenchie is telling you things and giving you advice and it's actually better than what you're coming up with, something's wrong. Big D says, well, Frenchie, I want to do something like you did. I want to make a big move like you did, Frenchie. Like, I want to follow in your footsteps. Big D is like, okay, so what about, like, what if I did, like, if I'm thinking, what would Frenchie do? What if I put up Brent and Christian, both of them on the block? Big move. Frenchie's like, yeah, that's a big boy move. That's right. That was my original plan. That was my original thing. You should absolutely do that. So that's what Big D's talking about now.
I was watching this conversation. It was pretty early in the morning and Big D was just kind of laying around, but he was having this conversation and I was like, wow, Frenchie's talking a little bit of sense into him. Because I just didn't like the idea that he wanted to go after any of the women. I just like, Big D, they're not coming against you. They want you here in the House. Why are you not wanting to side with them? So the fact that his idea of a big move would actually be a pretty good move, because he's hoping that he could maybe win some of these later comps and he doesn't want these comp beasts to maybe take away his chances there. So I'm with it if he goes with that, but I don't know if he'd actually stick with that plan.
Christian and Brent, maybe options for Big D here. Big D says his gut is telling him that there is no women's alliance, that maybe this doesn't actually exist. Maybe Big D not quite as concerned about the women as he used to be. I don't know, maybe. Frenchie says to Big D that, he should work with Derek X and Kyland. That those are people he should be working with. And Big D says, Frenchie, my only true final two was ever to you. And now that you're leaving, everyone else is about to get played like a fiddle.
Played like a fiddle. I mean, I think that he's in the wrong there. I think he was played a little bit like a fiddle. And I am happy that how things are going, because when like after everybody gets out of the House, they see what's going on. They'll see that like people were been playing from the beginning. They really have. And so you can have that opinion.
Mm. Brent is going to be talking with Hannah, and he's going to fill her in on some of the you know, the happenings. Brent likes to keep his team informed about the game that is being played, because, you know, they have no way of knowing themselves, of course. So he thinks that they should work with the Kings, that's something that's kind of in the works, and that that at the very least that they should be, you know, trying to play up these you know, these alliances that are being made you know, with the Kings, with the Queens, and that the plan is that they're going to focus on the young women in the house. I said women again. I believe he said young ladies, in the house. But I might be mistaken there. He definitely said young. You know, we'll
not
see.
Not young females?
Not young. I do not believe he said young females. It was a whole thing. He says that they're focusing on the whole narrative of Frenchie's kisses.
And I mean, okay, I like the fact that, like, it's really easy for people to see, like, okay, maybe Frenchie was doing this, and they can kind of paint a lot of things that, oh, Frenchie did this, especially if he's leaving. So I'm happy that the French kisses are coming out, but what I'm loving is that Whitney is starting to get annoyed with Brent, and that she doesn't want a woman to go anymore. She wants him to go. So I think with him pushing for this, like, let's get a woman out, has rubbed Whitney the wrong way. And so I'm hoping that she sticks to that new narrative or new gameplay.
So Brittany is going to talk with Hannah. Brittany is going to be doing some one-on-ones. Frenchie will as well, but Brittany's are a little bit more important because she's going to be staying in the game. She talks with Hannah. Brittany says that really, and again, it's like, I really appreciate that this cast knows the game. Like, even somebody being used as a pawn in week two knows the game well enough to be like, damn it. Like, she says, I know in the past that people who get used as a pawn in the beginning of the game, they're often used as pawns again in the future. I really don't want that to happen to me. That is my biggest thing. And so that's what she's going to be talking to a lot of people about throughout the day. She also, of course, is going to get some promises about the vote. Hannah promises her vote. Hannah asks Brittany who she's thinking about targeting next week. Brittany says, nothing I'm focusing on this week. Brittany returns the question to Hannah, and Hannah also basically says, well, I'm still figuring things out. And Brittany says that she feels like they're very similar, that they both like to observe and figure things out, quietly, essentially, like, just observe, and they're very observant people. I'm still trying to figure out what it is about Hannah that Brittany is so threatened by. Maybe, and I had theorized in the past that, you know, they're both people who talked about having a lot of pride in their education. Maybe there's a little bit of competitiveness there. Brittany saying that she feels like Hannah and her are very similar. Maybe that's where it comes from. I'm still not entirely sure, but, they have this conversation. It seemed perfectly pleasant. But Brittany's going to spend the rest of the day talking about how vague Hannah was with her and how dangerous she is.
Like, she didn't remember that she said, I'm keeping you 100%. Like, that just seemed like, ooh, just go right by her. Like, she's still focusing on poor Hannah. Hannah's just like being super nice. She's like, don't worry, you don't even have to worry about me, you have it 100%. But I do have a question about Brittany's campaign strategy. I don't know if it's actually the best idea for her to be telling everybody that she doesn't want to be a pawn next week, and like, next week, can you promise me to not put me up again, because like, I really didn't like that experience of being a pawn, and I'm not putting up Alyssa again, because like, I know what it feels like now. And I'm just kind of like, saying it over and over again, it definitely is going to put it in the idea in people's heads. And so I feel like she might to be a self-fulfilling a prophecy right here by like talking too much about that.
Well, it's interesting because you kind of, or at least I think in a theoretical sense, you can think about a situation where you're put on the block early as a pawn, and that you might be used as a pawn in the future. And in that spot, you know, you can think, okay, I can either, lean into this and try to be perceived as non-threatening and, you know, like just basically like not fight this. Or I can fight it, and I can be like, don't even think about using me as a pawn again, because if you do, I'm coming for anybody that nominates me. And, I think that that's actually a false dichotomy. I think there are other ways around it. I think Alyssa is actually working those other ways. Ignore the fact that you were pawn. Pretend that you never were on the block, essentially. That's probably the best way to do it. But Brittany is doing the sort of like, I'm going to face this head on and I'm going to be like, don't even think about using me as a pawn. I am not down for that. And to her credit, people aren't really talking about using her as a pawn. Instead, they're talking about targeting her in the next couple of weeks. It is maybe a little bit working, but it does have the side effect of potentially meaning that if I do put Brittany on the block, maybe I need to use her. Maybe I need to target her. It's a dangerous thing to do here. And even so, she is still a potential pawn in situations where, yes, you know, say Brent or Whitney come off the block. So it's not really working. The problem is that people don't really take Brittany very seriously as a threat or a player. And part of that too is that she's kind of talking a big game but hasn't really been able to back it up yet.
Yeah, she's also saying, which I think is a little bit funny. She's like, you know, if you put me up next, like on the block, like I'm not going to be a target. Like I'm not a pawn. Like I'm not the type of person that's a pawn. Like, and I'm like, but you kind of want to be in the middle here. Like you don't want them to think you as a super threat because they'll put you up. And if they put you up, if you're not a pawn, then you'd go home. So it's kind of like, just stop talking about that and maybe talk about how you can help their game or how you can advance their game and not like what they should or should not do with you if they have a head of household.
Yeah. And that's, I think, why it's a false dichotomy, the choice between accept the, like, don't fight it or fight it. Because at the end of the day, you can talk about whether or not you want to be a pawn all day long. But you can't talk your way into, somebody perceiving you in a different way. And whether people use you as a pawn depends on their perception of you. If they don't respect you or your game, they're going to use you as a pawn. If they do, then they probably won't. And you can say, I'm not a pawn, but saying it doesn't actually make it true. And so in order to actually have an impact, you need to live it and actually give off the presence of one that is not to be used as a pawn. And exactly, that is something that Brittany really struggles with.
Well, win some power. I know she says she wants to win it, but it seems as though she's preferring other people to win it, like people that she's working more so with. And so I think she might want to take the Derek X strategy of it all. And it's kind of like win a couple comps so people have a little bit of respect and he can like fade into the background a little bit, have a little power so that they can have one-on-one conversations with people and really advance their game a little bit better. So I wish that she was maybe taking that strategy, but it seems like she's a little bit afraid of being head of household because she doesn't want to be forced to put up Whitney.
Mm-hmm. So Brittany's also going to talk with Alyssa. They're going to bond over having been used as pawns. Alyssa says that she has her vote. She wouldn't use Brittany as a pawn. She understands where she's coming from, so on and so forth. Alyssa's good at this, especially in one-on-one conversations, bonding with people, making them feel heard. The problem is that she spends so much time with Christian and not enough time with other people in the house that I think that that's where some of her game is not as good as her potential. Brittany's going to talk with Sarah Beth. Brittany, very open and hey, Sarah Beth, like, you're my person. Like I'm, I'll throw the HOH to you. I trust you with everything. She feels like she's, you know, in with Sarah Beth and some of the women. And so this is something that she feels very strongly about. And they talk about Derek and, Brittany has felt a little bit better about Derek since she's talked to him about the veto. She's going to talk a little bit more with Derek later, and she's going to feel even better with him after that. I had mentioned the day before that she had been talking about not feeling great about Derek. That's starting to change. They talk about taking a shot at Brent. So these conversations are starting to, you know, follow a similar pattern at this point.
Yeah. One thing I was curious though about, do you think that it was best for when she was talking with Alyssa being like, yeah, Christian and I, we think the same. We have the same kind of ideas on how to play the game. And even if we weren't on teams together, we'd probably be working together. And I'm just going to like, you kind of want to separate yourself and maybe not group yourself together in your game strategy talks if you don't want to be seen as a unit and a unit that needs to be taken apart. She definitely was like, oh, when you talk to Christian, if you want me to be there, I can be there as well. And I'm kind of like, they should have their own thing maybe so you don't be seen as a unit. But she didn't really seem to agree.
Yeah, they've very much given up on trying to separate themselves. They've had that conversation a few times where they're basically like, look, you know what? It's not worth it, I guess. You know, this happens sometimes where like, I mean, this is a genuine situation where like personal sort of desire, whether it's, you know, one kind of desire or another, is sort of trumping the strategic sense of making sure that they're not seen together or seen as a unit. They're like, you know, whatever, we'll play as a unit and we'll deal with whatever that means. So that's pretty much what's going on there. And to be honest, it's not the worst choice in the world because you can play as a unit with people. And that can work out well for you, depending on, you know, how you play it. So we'll see.
Also, how does Sarah Beth feel, though, about Brittany? I'm not really sure, like, because Brittany's kind of like, you're like my number one, basically. And like, we think the same. And like, I love having you in this game. I love the way your mind works. Our minds work the same. And obviously, Sarah Beth is like, yeah, of course, I agree. But I haven't really seen much of whether or not she really agrees with this. Like, how do you know how she feels about Brittany?
Yeah, I mean, Brittany is definitely somebody that is still on the radar for a lot of the people that Sarah Beth is working with. Sarah Beth has not gone out of her way to try and protect Brittany by any means. You know, Brittany obviously went up on the block this week from Sarah Beth's number one ally and is still a big target for Kyland. I do not think that Sarah Beth has any intention of really sticking up for Brittany, although I think probably worth trying to, because I think that Sarah Beth is somebody playing very well, could use a few numbers of her own, and picking up somebody like Brittany would be a pretty good grab for her, because even though Brittany is a bit of a target heading into the next couple of weeks, there's a decent chance that something else pops up before anything actually happens, and that means that Brittany could end up sticking around for a while, and as we saw, like, not really too much of a slouch in competitions either. She did pretty well in that veto. So, you know, she does talk probably a bigger game than she actually can perform, but that doesn't mean that she can't win anything at all by any means. So I do think that this is a good relationship for Sarah Beth if she chooses to nurture it.
Yeah, no, I mean, if she chooses to nurture it, it's definitely good for her. I just wasn't sure how her feelings were right at this moment, but she's probably maybe, because we think she's a really good player, if she is that game player, she will be thinking like, you know what, it's going to be good to maybe have Brittany wanting to throw the head of household to me. That's great. It seemed like she's giving honest information to me. That's also great. And so, yeah, I think that it's definitely a good idea for Sarah Beth to do this. So fingers crossed, she starts building her little army.
Yes. Frenchie's going to start talking with some people. He talks to Brent and Alyssa and Whitney and Xavier. He talks to all of the, you know, old Slaughterhouse people that he was, you know, pretty against. Basically does the whole thing where it's like, oh, well, it turns out it was a big misunderstanding. If only we had talked, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't really go anywhere. It doesn't really matter.
I mean, that's just kind of how this game has been going. It just, the people don't follow through as much as they'd like to. It seems like the only people that follow through is Tiffany and maybe Claire, but everybody else is kind of like, they're kind of going with the flow. I think they're still trying to pick themselves up from last week because it was such a chaotic week. They just wanted calm. Even, you know, Hannah, when she's talking to Brittany, was saying like, you know, I really like Kylan's reign. Like it's so much more calm. And like, I like how he did his habit household. So I think that they just want to relax a little bit and not do too much plotting and scheming.
Mm-hmm. Frenchie is also would never campaign against Brittany.
No, but we know that.
If you did want to keep me, you know, I want to be here.
I want him to blow up the house. I do. Where is my, like, Frenchie's funeral?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's too chaotic last week, though. Poor guy.
Brittany's going to talk with Whitney. Now, this conversation was a little bit more interesting. Whitney, this was actually pretty funny. So Whitney has heard about French kisses, right? Frenchie's kisses. I don't even remember what it is now, French kisses or Frenchie's kisses, because Brent always says Frenchie's kisses, But that sounds wrong to me. I thought it was some. I thought it was the other way. But I don't know. Who cares?
No, I think it's French kisses, because I was thinking like, oh, but if it was like Hershey's kisses, it'd be like Frenchie's kisses. Mm. So it wasn't that. So I think it's French kisses.
And you know what? To be fair to Brent, this is a situation where he actually did make something more palatable. I prefer Frenchie's kisses to the other one. So Whitney has heard about Frenchie's kisses, and she was told that, you know, Brittany was in it, that you know, Claire started, whatever it is. She's going to tell Brittany all about this later, but she opens this conversation essentially with, so, you know, if there was a women's alliance, like, I would love to work with them.
Brittany. I love it.
And Brittany was like, here's what I have to say to that. I have no idea what you're talking about. And Brittany's like, oh yeah. Okay. That's fine. Well, even if one did exist, is it wrong for me to say, I hope one exists, because I would love to work with the women and I would love for the women to do well. Please let me into a women's alliance, says Whitney. So Brittany basically, you know, then tells the story about how Frenchie's kisses doesn't really exist and that she wasn't even there for it and so on and so forth. And then Whitney tells her about how Frenchie told Brent that it was Brittany that started it. And then he told Whitney that it was Claire that started it and that it probably doesn't exist and all of that. She also talks to Brittany about Brent and how he is coming after the women. She thinks that he is a sexist and that he wants to put Brittany and Azza up on the block, and brings up that Brent overreacted to Azza, who was completely calm in the conversation, and all of those things. So giving Brittany the heads up that Brent is coming for the women.
Yes, and I don't know if it was her, but I know somebody has named, it was Azza, Brittany, and Claire were the people that were going to be on Brent's radar. So I think it might have been Brittany Whitney that brought it up. My God, these two names are going to confuse me. And so I'm happy that she's, you know, as I said before, not just all in on like A, her teammate, and B, all the men. I just wish that she kind of chose this a little bit earlier, because I don't know if she built the relationship strongly enough with the women, being like the early member of the Slaughterhouse. Because like, I think that she's really expendable to the rest of the women in the Women's Alliance or whatever.
She said to Alyssa at the end of last week that she needed to start working on building better relationships with the women. She had planned on doing it and slacked. Just didn't do enough work. Because here's the thing. We see the people doing the work. And so we think and talk about the people who are doing the work a lot. And so we focus a lot on who is doing maybe too much work, but we so rarely enough, I think, talk about everyone that is not doing enough work. Whitney needed to be doing much more work, talking to, building relationships, talking strategy with these women. It has been a massive detriment to her game that she has not done that, because she should absolutely be included in a lot of the things that are going on, and she's not because of it. Now we'll talk later about how dangerous that could be for her and whether or not it will actually stick, but play harder, people.
It's true, though. Like, the game is playing around them, and I don't even think she realized what's actually going on. Like, they're hearing about these alliance names, you know, French kisses, and you know, she wasn't a part of it, and so that means that there might be other things going on that you're not a part of it. Like, do you really think that Tiffany and Claire are only just talking to the people in the Queens? Like, no, they're talking to other people. The only woman I've been seeing that Whitney really has talked to is Hannah, and Hannah's on her team. So it's not really that advantageous for her right now to be talking to Hannah. She needs to spread out a lot more. So if she doesn't go up next to Brent that next week, like, she might be able to do some good work there. But yeah, if anybody from her team wins, I think that she's just going to be on the outs for the rest of the pre-jury game.
Mm-hmm. So Brittany's also going to talk with Azza. She gives Azza the rundown on her whole, all of her conversations. She says that Hannah was very vague to her, didn't say anything. So Whitney told me everything. She says if Brent wins HOH, we're in trouble. He's going to put us on the block. She tells her about the whole Brent floater story thing. And she also mentions that she's worried about Xavier, that she talked to Xavier. He did not give her a promise that he would vote for her, which felt weird. Xavier also has probably said about two words to Brittany, and two of them were, "Can you give us a second? We're talking." So I would say one of them are. Social game for Xavier is really good. Bit slacking on Brittany. She's a little bit worried about him.
Well, okay. So when I was watching their conversation, I understood where Brittany was coming from, because I was a little bit put off by their conversation. I was kind of like, he wasn't really being that warm. He wasn't being engaging at all. I'm like, I think he has all the tools to be a good player, but he's really actually holding all of his cards close to his chest. And it wasn't really useful for Brittany. Like, Brittany's just kind of like, and I was, as a viewer, was like, he didn't really do a good job, especially since he's seemingly now to be the only one that wasn't like, hey, of course I want you to stay. He's being all, you know, diplomatic and being like, you know, I want to hear what Frenchie has to say. And like, you know, who cares what Frenchie has to say? You know that he's going, make some, like, do some work with Brittany, who's staying and who could very well win some power.
Yeah. Tiffany, Claire, and Kyland are going to talk for a while. Tiffany lets them know that the Aces believe that the Kings would like to work with them. I'm pretty sure she heard this from Hannah after her conversation with Brent. Kyland says, "Don't worry about that. I've been told by the Kings that they received the offer from the Aces." So he thinks the Kings are still loyal to the Queens. Tiffany is still concerned about Brent going after Claire. He keeps talking about her as a strong competitor and talking about going after the women. She really wants to make sure she protects Claire by going after Brent. And she lets them know that Brittany told her that she's uncomfortable with Xavier, and she thought Hannah was vague. She ends up telling Tiffany that as well, of course. They solidify again that they want to bring the Kings, Queens, and Derek X together. They've been talking about this all week long. It still hasn't officialized yet.
What's Very the close. Name?
We're not quite there. And so then Kyland brings up something that he talked to Xavier about the night before, which is, okay, let's say the two went up, Brent and Whitney. Which would you vote out? And you know, the answer is obviously Brent. But they're like, okay, well, let's consider the alternative. Why would we vote out Whitney? Whitney is a stronger player. She's smarter than Brent. She connects the Kings to the Aces more with Alyssa. Brent is kind of more on an island. Maybe it is worth considering taking the shot at Whitney first. Kyland also brings up that he is a little bit concerned about the women, right? Like, this talk about the women is a little bit concerning to Kyland. If another guy goes next week, then the guys would be down 5-8. Mathematically, that's just not a great place for Kyland as a man. And he's a little bit concerned about that personally. So they're like, hey, we want you to feel comfortable. Like, you know, if you would like for Whitney to go first, like, that's not that big of a deal to us. The only thing is that we know for sure that Brent could come for Claire. Whitney probably wouldn't. So that's the sort of the flip side to that. So they continue to talk. Claire, Kyland leaves for a second. Claire says to Tiffany that, here's one thing. If Whitney goes next, then Brent would still be the target after that. But if Brent went next, Whitney could blend back in. So that's maybe a point in favor of taking out Whitney first. And, you know, we're hearing that the Aces, aka Whitney and Brent, are both trying to work with the Kings. They have not approached us with anything. Tiffany's like, yeah, I haven't been. Whitney hasn't talked to me once. Brent hasn't talked to me once about game. So we want both of them out. So if the best way to get both of them out is to go after Whitney first, then maybe that's what we should do. And Tiffany says, asks Claire, like, what do you think? Who should we take out? Claire says, Whitney. Tiff says, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I mean, Whitney, she messed up. I think the whole guise of the slaughterhouse really had her thinking that she's in a solid alliance that was going to be running the half the house, and she wasn't going to have to do any work. And the fact that it all dismantled in week two so easily, I think that it really messed up where she is in the house and her game completely. Because if she wasn't pulled in, her and Alyssa, the only two women in the slaughterhouse, then she might have started making some more bonds. But she really didn't. And I like both her and Brent have no idea how much danger they are in. Whitney is just kind of chilling, and she's just like, "Oh yeah, Brittany, you're good." And you know, you have Brittany kind of championing for Whitney a little bit, but still willing to let her go and not even tell her that she is in any danger. So I think that if Whitney's closest female ally isn't really letting her know what's going on, I think that's a big problem for Whitney. Ouch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Whitney now definitely a potential target here. Now, this is just discussion pre-HOH. That's possible stuff. They also had just the night before gone on a whole tangent about targeting Alyssa, that they backed away from. So, and they're still talking about Alyssa as a threat and how she will need to go. But, you know, take this with a grain of salt right now, especially considering what comes next and some of the information that they're going to get about Whitney. Kylant, also make sure to mention again, King's Queens Alliance is great. He takes a lot of inspiration from Derek and the Bomb Squad / Detonators. He talks about them a lot, and how he feels like essentially this King's Queens Derek X Alliance is, his analog to the Bomb Squad Detonators and how they were very successful. And he would like for this alliance to be very successful as well.
And it will be. I do feel like the players that are in it are savvy enough to keep it together for long enough. It kind of would be if like Christian or Alyssa kind of go against the grain here. But I think that everybody else is going to be pretty like good with taking out everybody that's not completely in it. So I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. And I want to say it's very early for me to say this and the analog doesn't quite work here yet, perhaps, but I do like that Tiffany does take a lot of inspiration clearly from Dan, and that Kylan clearly takes a lot of inspiration from Derek. And as of right now, they're probably the two that are competing the most for power in the game. And Kylan's style is a lot more Derek-esque in terms of getting the numbers, keeping the numbers. He's all about the numbers, and you know, let's get some people that will win some things. Tiffany is about trying to you know, work relationships, and not that Derek isn't about working relationships, but it's Tiffany's more of the like, she's not in power, she's trying to build a ton of different things that are much more fluid than you know, the sort of locked in place structure that Derek likes and that clearly Kylan likes. So I find this very interesting, and I'm hoping, like I said, it doesn't really exist that way. I don't want you to think that I actually think that there's a Dan versus Derek thing happening right now, because that's not what's happening. But in terms of styles, I could see it playing out in an interesting way in the future, even though it's not happening right now. It's just, you know, again, this sort of strategy nerd in me getting excited about how many people are actually playing this game in an interesting and exciting way.
I know. I can't even believe how, like, I'm just like, I need the episode tonight. If they don't have head of household tonight, I'll be so upset. Like I just want to see how the power is going to shift and how everybody is going to reconfigure their games. And it's been so good with so many people that are strategists. Like, please take note, producers and casting. Like, we love watching this. And I do think it's doing well ratings wise, but I don't remember the last time I was so excited every Thursday to know who was going to be head of household. Not really caring who it might be, not really, like, just because I know that the game is going to be so good and the week is going to be so great to watch. So that says something. Strategy is good.
All right. Brent is going to talk with Whitney, Hannah, and Derek, his team, about the position that they're in, that he's, you know, working on deals with both the queens and the kings, and that they're going to be in such a great position. Nobody's going to want to come for them. That's going to come into play a little bit later in the night. And then Kylan's going to hold some more meetings, first with the aces, and he's going to have the queens with him, Tiffany and Claire. In these meetings, Brent is going to make it clear, in this meeting at least, Brent is going to make it clear again that he's going after the women. And Brent wants to name this alliance, the Queens and the Aces. Let's come up with a name for the Queens and the Aces. And what they come up with is the Mafia.
Okay. They like was moth with the TH?
Moth. Sorry. Mafia.
Okay, F. Okay. I didn't hear this part. I mean, sure, the hitmen, slaughterhouse, mafia. I guess it's an okay alliance name, but I wish they came up with something a little bit better.
Well, it's a fitting name considering it seems aimed at primarily at Brent, and the alliance is only real for Brent. So
if he believes it's in it, it's funny. I want to know if he starts talking about it. That would be great, but I don't know. The mafia, it kind of sucks.
They've got cigars. It's a weird thing. So Whitney's going to talk with Derek and Hannah about this afterward. They all kind of agree, like, this isn't really
a thing.
Know, we're not with Brent. But hey, Whitney does really like the alliance minus Brent. She would love to work with the queens. Would That's be great good. To let them know that. Hannah brings up some other potential people that, you know, because they are thinking that they have the option. Let's work with the aces. Let's work with the let's work with the kings or the queens. So Hannah brings up, like, what do we want to work with the kings? And then the conversation turns around to what Hannah's been sort of going around the house or not going around the house, but talking to Tiffany about, which is that Alyssa is very dangerous in this game. And Whitney agrees. All of the guys really like her. She seems like she's in a really good position and she's very, very smart. So she's somebody that they should consider targeting if they're working with the queens. They think that it's important to get at least one of those kings out before jury, because they don't want the entire team to remain intact all the way until jury, especially if they plan on losing Brent next week. They're going to be down to three. The kings will have the most amount of players left in the game. And if they're going to take a shot at one of the kings, then Alyssa's probably the best bet. So after Brent goes, let's target Alyssa. If Brent wins the HOH, they want to try to convince him to take the shot at Christian, which I think is a clever play there. I think that for him to target anybody on the Kings, anybody that's not a woman, and anybody that's not, you know, on the Jokers, essentially, I think Christian is the right call. I think that you can sort of fluff his ego up enough to be like, you got to make a big move, man. You got to take a shot at Christian. When else are you going to get this shot? I think it would be very interesting to watch them try, at the very least.
I don't think it will work, but they could also play up like, oh, all the girls are going to just be loving you when they don't have Christian in there to distract them. Like, you're just going to have all the power. Like, you could play to his ego really well, but I think he's too set on getting out a woman. I don't know if his mind could be swayed to go after Christian, especially if, like, in the background, the narrative of, like, you know, strong guys, we were getting out strong guys from Frenchie, if that's still in his head at all, he might be like, no, I kind of have to stick with Xavier and stick with Christian, because, like, they're going to come after me soon if I don't. So I think he's smart enough to put that together, but I don't know, his ego's pretty strong, so I'll watch them try.
Yeah. The kings and the queens are going to meet up, and the queens let the kings know about the alliance they just made with the aces. And they've got this fake alliance with the aces now, and they are going to talk about names for their alliance. They don't like do the super official thing because Derek X isn't there, because it would be weird if Derek X was there. And he is a part of this alliance. However, some names are thrown around, and Tiffany comes up with the royal family. The kings and the queens, the royal family. And they're also going to talk about some nicknames, which I do not have memorized because they kept changing them. There's like, you know, Claire is like the queen of queens. Tiffany is like, I don't know. I don't remember now. Sir X, I think, was one of them.
I see, I like this idea, though. This is fun. Like, mafia, we're just all like, the royal family, like, oh, that's fun. It's like, you can play on words here and, like, have, like, the names, like, they're doing. Like, it's a lot more exciting and fun. I can get behind this alliance name much more quickly.
Mm-hmm. Some of them were pretty clever. The best one really was King Kai. But Kai was not down for it.
And oh, he looks like leader.
He explains later. Yeah. But it was so, King Kai is so good.
Yes.
I'm so upset that it's not, it's not a thing.
Well, he's also on the Queen's team. So, you know,
yeah. All right. So, the royal family there coming together. Xavier is then going to talk with Alyssa afterward, and he's going to bring up the point that he talked about as well the night before, which is, who do we want to go between Whitney and Brent? Alyssa says, Brent, Whitney is for the women. So I don't want Whitney to go. I mean, Brent staying is probably better for your game, Xavier, since you're a man. But that said, I do think that Brent is going to target Christian at some point, and that would not be good for all... any of us. So I really do think that Brent should go. What's really funny about this is that theoretically Alyssa is correct here, but she's actually behind the ball a little bit here, as Whitney was just talking with Hannah about taking a shot at Alyssa after Brent. So she may actually want to take out, Whitney before Brent at this point, but she doesn't know that yet.
Yes, I mean, it's kind of, that is kind of a little bit like mafioso, we'll say. It's like, oh, they don't know that they're both like targeting each other, and this one's going to take the shot first. And I kind of like that little cat and mouse of it all. I'm just wondering though why people are not really perceiving a lot of things in the house. I mean, we've already talked about it a little bit, but is she hanging out with Christian so much that she really can't see her position in the game other than within her King's group?
I think to be fair to her, this thing with Whitney particularly happened very recently. Like first of all, she thought she was good with Hannah, and she was. Hannah talked about Alyssa being one of the people she was closest to just days ago. And then all of a sudden last night she was thinking about it and like, actually, she's very dangerous, and then started to talk about targeting her and then spread it to Whitney just, you know, just before this conversation happened. And now Whitney's on board with targeting Alyssa. And Alyssa should feel great with Whitney because she's had some great conversations with Whitney. Whitney has kept her in the loop about a lot of things, and they've been in the slaughterhouse together. And there's no reason for Alyssa to think that Whitney is targeting her right now because it all just happened very, very recently. But she's going to need to figure it out before she starts really committing to any moves, because things are happening very quickly in this house, and they're changing very quickly in this house. And you need to be on top of it because this is a house of players.
Yes. And like at one point last night, I saw Alyssa, she was laying with Christian, and she was kind of like, oh, you know, I'm kind of like a homebody. Like, I don't really hang out with people that often. I don't really want to have game chats that often here. And I was like, this is what Big Brother is. It's about having game chats and, like, you know, furthering yourself in the game, not isolating yourself and avoiding the game chats because you're not in the mood. And so I am worried that her wanting to isolate and just kind of stick with Christian and not really make any moves or talk a lot to people is going to hurt her big time.
Mm-hmm. Derek X is going to talk with Azza for a bit. They're even going to sort of like she's going to like lay in his lap on the couch. I know there are now Derek and Azza shippers. There are Derek and Hannah shippers. There are
Derek Hannah all the way.
Derek shippers. I don't even know. So he talks with her. She's again furthering developing this relationship, which is a good relationship for both of them in this game. He talks about wanting to throw the HOH because Brent is on his team. They both agree that Brent should be the one to be targeted. And he wants to know from her, like, is it cool to throw it to your team? Am I safe with your team, essentially? Are they also down to make the same move that we all want to make? And she says yes. So this is, you know, again, just furthering, like, they're talking strategy. They're also talking personal. This is a good relationship again for both of them.
Yeah, I love that pretty much everybody on the Aces have agreed to not win the veto or the head of household. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. I'm like, you know, anybody other than that team, I feel like I know what they're going to do, and all my favorites are going to be safe. And so, yeah, I'm happy that Derek X has even saying this. So like, yeah, we're planning on not winning it.
So Hannah, Claire and Tiffany are going to talk a bit. She lets them know that Whitney hates Brent and wants him out. And that they all know that the mafia is fake because Brent is in it. And she lets them know that Whitney would like to work with them minus Brent. So they know this information now. We didn't get like a full update yet on, you know, what they're going to do in terms of targeting Whitney with this information. But, you know, I think that it's so close to the HOH at this point that any further talk about who's going to be targeted and who's going to work with who, these are all, I mentioned this last week too, but like right now there's like a whole slew of possible outcomes.
Yeah.
And you know, potential decisions being made within those outcomes, but only a very small handful of them are going to become relevant after tonight when somebody wins HOH. So
I know. Basically,
the entire house is aligned. Like the aces and the kings are working together. The aces and the queens are working together. The queens and the kings are working together. The queens and the the aces think they're working with the queens. The jokers think they're working with the queens. Like there's so many alliances. There's so many different slight variations on the target, even though it's primarily Brent, Whitney, Brittany is in there. Aza is in there. And then you have like some really, some outside chances like Claire. You have even like Alyssa could be thrown in there theoretically. So a lot of different potential targets depending on who wins. Even let's say Christian could be a target if depending on if how successful people would be with convincing Brent. So lots of different things that could happen, but it's all sort of funneling in one direction this time, as opposed to last week where it was like, here's the slaughterhouse direction, and then here's all of these other things, and it's kind of equally likely that we see any of these things happen in any direction. We're now looking at this royal becomes royal flush, thing in this direction. I think that's the most likely direction that the game is heading right now. The slight minutia in who's being targeted and which people are working primarily with who is all still yet to be determined.
And that's what's so exciting about this season is that we don't really know what's going to happen. And there's so many plans that are just like hovering. They're not solidified, but they're just hovering here. And it's like, okay, so this is the direction we're going to start to go. And I think it will shake things up again next week where we're like, okay, these plans are, you know, solidified and now it's going to branch out this way. So it's been very fun to watch how, like, what's going to take form and what's just like an idea, a fleeting idea until head of household is won.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I do believe that Royal Flush, I think that was one of the options for the committee, actually, as a name for the committee that Tyler shot down because he said that people would make fun of them with the flush that they got, like, you're getting flush, like your games got flushed down the toilet.
Wait, they should be doing that, like...
He was like, we can't have flush in there. So I think I'm right about that. I remember.
I don't remember that, but that's hilarious. do we know with any of these alliances, if there's any like diary room signals and like, you know, like,
Well, again, they have their sort of like, nicknames. The mafia has like the what are they called? Cigar put out the, I don't know. We'll see. So Hannah, Claire, and Tiffany, they talk. Derek, Claire, and Tiffany are going to talk. They go over the nicknames for everyone in the alliance. Derek is super pumped about it. Derek and Brent are going to talk late into the night. I agree, Deborah, in the chat. They should just be called the Royals. I think that's a better name.
It's a good name, too.
But anyway, Derek and Brent are going to talk late into the night. And this is an interesting conversation because Brent is feeling so confident about their position in the game. And Derek is just pumping up that ego. And he's like, okay, let's do this. Let's talk about should we even win HOH? Brent doesn't think they need to. I don't think I need to. Maybe we should throw it. You probably shouldn't win another one, Derek. Yeah, I don't know if I would want to. There's talk now that Brent may want to throw the HOH.
It's too much. Like it's too perfect. I can't imagine that he really would throw the HOH. Who does he think that everybody's going to get behind targeting? Like they're just like, you know what, Brent, we got you. We're gonna target a woman. Like it just doesn't make any sense to me why he's not thinking that it's a possibility that he could be in danger. It's interesting to see, but it's very, very bizarre.
In Brent's mind, like he is Tiffany right now, and he has convinced the entire house to go after Brittany and Azza, because Azza is a floater and got mad about it. And Brittany is an obvious target, and that women should be targeted next week. He's convinced the entire house that they should do that. And he is perfectly comfortable now to throw the HOH to one of those, pawns, fools that will do his work for him.
It's very, very bizarre. Like, come on, Brent. It's not a thing. He's pretty old. What, he's 20, 28, I believe. Like, he should realize that. I think, you want to win head of household, especially week three. Look what happened to Frenchie, right? Frenchie was head of household week one. He thought he had all these solidified plans that nobody was going to be coming back for him, and target him. And right after that, he's out week two. So couldn't it be the same, that the same group of people might not be going along with what you're saying? They might just giving you some lip service right now, and that maybe you're the target? It's fun watching him fall. Hopefully, yeah. We'll see what happens.
I don't think, I'll be clear, though. I don't think he'll actually throw it. People talk about throwing it all the time. They get there. They try. But we'll see. Whitney, Hannah, and Kylan have a conversation late into the night as well. And they're going to go in on Brent, how much of a douche he is. Whitney is telling Kylan this. She's already told Hannah this, but she's now telling Kylan this. Kylan does bring up that, here's my thing. I am a little bit concerned that if Brent goes, I would be the next threat. Mathematically, the men will be very far behind the women, and I might be a big physical threat with Brent gone. And Whitney actually, I think, does a decent job of convincing Kylan, don't worry about it. She says, first of all, I love you and Derek X. I love the both of you. I would love to work with you. And I would love for the women and the people of color to dominate this game. And she says that, I think, Kai, that you will find much more success working with the women than trying to keep these guys around. You'll have a better chance in physical competitions. And I think a lot of the women in this house really like you and want to work with you. So I don't think you need to be concerned about keeping men around in the game. And as I said, I think she actually makes a bit of progress on him, considering what he then says to the cameras a little bit later, which is basically that he doesn't really have a preference which one of them goes first.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she did a pretty good job here as well, because at least she you can tell that she has a mind for the game. And so the fact that she didn't put in the work in the first couple weeks is kind of disappointing, because A, she's on one of my drafts. I'm like, come on, Whitney, don't go out. But B, I think that it was smart of her to not get to kind of calm Kylan down and allow him to be hey, don't worry, you will be okay. And I actually agree with her. I do think that he will be a lot more safe than trying to protect these guys, especially if he's outwardly trying to protect the guys. People might then see him more so as a threat and group him together with them. And so hopefully she's putting some work in that he's just going to relax a little bit. And I think he's safe next week. I don't really think that anybody's going after him, at least next week.
Yes. So Kylan talks to the cameras after this conversation, and it's pretty informative about where his mind is at in the game. He even says toward the end, I know the cameras aren't really going to be on me quite as much next week. So here's my final chance to really give you my thoughts. And so he says, I feel like I'm in a good spot. I hate that. It's way too early to feel this cocky. He says that he is basically most worried about Brittany. But she does also seem to be going after Brent right now, so he's not too concerned. And I like this from Kylan, because you may think, why are you threatened by Brittany? But I think that HOHs, especially early on, are way too quick to believe that the person they put up on the block that survived, when they say, oh, I have no grudges against you at all, I actually want to work with you, they're way too quick to believe that that is 100% true. And they then sort of forget about it, right? Why would Brittany be a threat? She's not even talking about Kylan right now, but it's in her head.
No, 100%. And I think that you're right. People have to remember that if you put someone out, that means that you didn't mind if they left the game. And so that the temptation of putting her up again in the future will always be there. And she's always going to remember that you put her up on the block. Her game was expendable to you. And so once you do that, she's definitely going to be like, if I get a chance, I'm going to take him out, because I know that with everybody else here right now, I'm the lowest on his totem pole. Like I'm definitely going to be who he would probably put up again, just to like not, you know, get anybody else mad. So he should still be thinking about this. Brittany is the only person that's ever really said like, "Hey, I want Kylan out of here for a revenge tour." So it's right, in my opinion.
Yes. So Kylan does two things. He says, "Okay, here's my test. If I really know what's going on in the house, are Christian and Alyssa actually romantically involved?" And he says, "I think not. I think they're like brother and sister. I could be wrong, but that's my guess on that one." And then the second thing he's wanting to guess to see if he knows what's going on in the house is, who were those two votes last week? The rogue votes. And his guess is Brittany and Big D. Maybe Tiffany. He's most sure that Brittany was one of them, but he's not sure between Big D and Tiffany. He thinks it's Big D, but it could be Tiffany. So that's his guess there. So that's his test. Is he right? He's like, "What I hate is that you guys watching, you know, I want to know."
I mean, it would be something that would bother me if I was in the game. Like, I would want to know definitively who it was. And I would want that both of the people to have told me in secret or confidence. So the fact that somebody or two people are lying to me every day, basically, would annoy me a little bit. So it's cute, though.
So he talks about some of the players in the house. He says that Big D is doing well when it comes to not being a target, but, you know, not much else. Azza seems to be struggling in the game. He says that Tiffany is the biggest threat in the house, but not to him. She's on his side, so that's a good thing. He says that his goals are to get Brent, Whitney, and Brittany out as the next three. The order in which they leave, not super important to him at this point. He says he does feel more threatened by Brent, and maybe he can pull Whitney in if Brent leaves. That conversation with Whitney was very good for her when it comes to Kylan. Kylan, the guy who got the ball rolling on the target Whitney thing, is now thinking, maybe I want to roll that back because that was a good conversation. And I feel like I can pull in Whitney. If Brent is gone, maybe I can be Whitney's number one. It's possible, but I wouldn't go that far, Kylan. He likes the royal flush, and he wants to ride with them, he says. And he liked King Kai as a nickname, but he doesn't want to appear to be the leader. He says, "Got to take the ego out of it. I'll be peasant Kai if I need to be."
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely liking Kai's thinking about the game. You know, we saw obviously with Frenchie's head of household, he makes these big moves and he makes all these promises, but it doesn't seem like he thinks logically about all the fallouts and what could happen and the repercussions of saying X, Y, Z. And so it does seem like Kylan really thinks a lot about a lot of things, which I'm happy to see. He's still a little bit of an emotional player, which is totally fine because you kind of need different strategy styles. And so I am glad, though, that he's still quite strategic and he thinks a lot about a lot of things. So I like watching his game.
Yeah. He does think that Sarah Beth is playing very well as well. And he thinks that Tiffany is, he says, "Tiffany is great for my game and I want to keep her around." In regards to the cookout, he wants to get them all to jury. He thinks there's no reason they can't make history in that sense. From jury, we'll see. He says that his primary goal with Tiffany is to continue to make her feel like she has a lot of influence over him because he thinks she has a lot of power in the game and he wants to be protected by her down the road if he's ever in trouble. Very, very interested in this Kylan and Tiffany dynamic. He seems to be the only person in the house to recognize how powerful and threatening she is in the game. But he is disarmed by the fact that she is on his side and wants to work with her. That dynamic reminds me a little bit of Vanessa and Steve, where Steve recognized how good Vanessa was and wanted to work with her long term rather than try and, you know, work against her. And it worked out very well for Steve. Again, not saying that Kylan is Steve or that Tiffany is Vanessa, but it's an interesting dynamic, one that you don't see too often in a game like this.
Yes. I mean, I love though that he's the only one. It's like, you know, the only person that can see it is like, he doesn't want to go after her. He can't even go after her because they're working together on a team where they're protected by each other. And so it's kind of fun to see if like, okay, after when he's free to be able to target her, if he wants to, is he going to still build an army against her, or is he still going to kind of just keep what he knows to himself and kind of watch her and see if he can take a shot later on in the game. So just watching this is very, it's like a little movie.
All right, there we go. So that's what we have for you today. That's the update. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Chantel?
I love the scene with Tiffany when she was having, I forgot who she was talking to. And I think she was talking to Brittany and telling Brittany what she needs to go and say to a couple other people. And then she leaves and she's by herself and she starts talking to the cameras and she's like, my brain, please give me the power. Yeah. So like my brain, like I'm thinking so much. She's like, it's fine. But like, I'm thinking so much. My brain, send help for my brain. I'm like, I love you, Tiffany.
This is genuinely like I actually really appreciate this about Tiffany, that that she isn't afraid to like express vulnerability about her game. Like, she's not somebody that needs to pretend that she is like always in control and always knows what to do, which I really like about her. Like, she's playing very well and is like, I don't know what to do, which is just, it's a very fun thing. Like, usually when there's a mastermind in the game, like they want to feel like a mastermind, but Tiffany I don't think cares to feel like a mastermind. She just wants to do well.
Yeah, she wants to do well, and she enjoys the strategy of it all. And so she really is, her having that conversation to the cameras let me know that she is thinking about the optimum play for every single person in that game, and she's thinking of every single piece in the game. And so I love that her brain is hurting, because I'm like, yes, I mean, she's really, really playing, and she's allowing us into her brain and like how she's feeling. I love it. It was so
yeah,
fun.
Like I feel like Tiffany will be really great to talk to about her game, because I don't think she will feel the need to revise or play up anything about her game at all. And I think that would be very fun. So anyway, lots of stuff happening. Lots of potential pieces in motion here. Lots of good players in this house. You know, Tiffany doing very well, but Claire is right there as well. Claire also, I'm sure, sees how good Tiffany is, but also feels like she's on my side. I want to, you know, continue to work well with her. You got Kyland, doing very well on his own as well. Noticing how good Tiffany is, wanting to work with her long term, but recognizing the power that she holds, and trying to build his own thing. You got Sarah Beth, who's very talented, doesn't quite have the army that perhaps Kylan, Claire, or Tiffany might, but still I would say maybe a dark horse figure here, who has a lot of talent for the game. You have the whole Christian Alyssa, showman's Alyssa, not too much of a slouch herself. Christian, a potential comp piece. You got Xavier as another dark horse, kind of lying in wait. What is Xavier capable of? We don't even know yet, but hopefully something great. You've got even the people who are on the outs, who have very little influence or power in the game. People like Brittany are people who recognize, like, I'm not going to go down without a fight. I'm not going to be a pawn. You've got Azza, who's very smart. Even though she's on the outs, she's very capable of coming in and doing some things. You've got Hannah, who's starting to rise into some power. She's starting to have some influence in the game. She's put a target on Alyssa and it's stuck to some degree. And she's getting in with some groups and getting in with some power. And of course, you can't forget about Derek X, who was on his way out the door last week and is now entrenched in a very good position with a lot of personal connections, starting to rival Tiffany in terms of individual one-on-one connections that he has, less so strategic structure connections, but those individual connections very good, not to mention the fact that he is also very capable in competitions. And you can see why I'm very excited about this cast, because there's so many great things happening in so many different corners of the game.
Yes, and like one thing I want to say about Derek X is like when he was having his one-on-one with Brittany, and he's like, okay, this might be some unsolicited advice here, but like maybe don't mention too much about missing your family because you don't want anybody to like latch onto that for being a reason why you want to go. And I'm like, okay, he's starting to think about, you know, people's perceptions in the game and like what could be used to target people. And so he's still really learning. And so I love seeing his, everybody's growth. Like people that weren't that great strategically maybe in the beginning are starting to learn the game a little bit and grow with it. So yeah, I agree with you. I'm finding the season so fun. I love strategy. I love all the different strategy styles of all the players. I'm not the biggest fan of Frenchie, but I still kind of like him because he was just like such a character. And even Brent, don't love him, but like I want to see him fight. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to tonight's episode because if they do not put that head of household competition on, I don't think they're going to do an endurance until after the teams are gone. But like if they didn't show it, I'll be very frustrated because I need to see the outcome right now. I need to start thinking what's going to go on next.
I think we'll be good. I think the biggest thing is that I would love to actually have the feeds come back tonight after the HOH competition and not have to wait three hours. Which is pretty frustrating.
I don't know why they do that though, because like the East Coast feed no matter what, so the East Coast people can still be tweeting about what's going on. Like why does the aftermath of a television show like matter if they can still get the information they want on Twitter?
I think it's they don't want to have to deal with the feed screen. I think it's a staffing / budget problem. Genuinely, I think that it requires work to have somebody monitoring the feeds all the time to make sure that it's all
I'll
proper.
I'll take that job. I would love to be a feedster. I mean, I'm assuming though that they have maybe one person on like a house guest or like a couple of house guests, and so maybe that's how they structure it. So maybe they don't have like eight to 16 people every day to monitor certain house guests. Maybe that's why. But I agree with you. I wish that we could see that fallout. Cause if we see what happened in the first week that we don't usually see, like, oh my God, what could be happening with like the fallout of these head of household competitions? So it's a disappointing.
Ew. Yeah. Well, that's what we have for you. Plenty more. I don't know what I'm saying at this point. I barely got any sleep last night. Plenty of coverage coming your way today. I'm going to be live later today on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Finally have a desk, so maybe I'll stick around for a little while and chat with you guys. And then I'll be talking about the stock watch, talking about who you should go into.
I don't know.
All of the stuff that's happening. Then during the episode, I'll be live on Twitch again, watching the episode live, watching watching Frenchie get evicted, and then seeing what happens with the HOH competition. Last time was very exciting, and I was freaking out a little bit, so we'll see what happens there.
Imagine as a Brent head of household? Oh my gosh! Oh, what the timeline is so bad!
Yes. Then after the eviction episode, back here on Robin's podcast for the recap. Should be a lot of fun to go over everything that goes down and speculate on what's going to happen in the following week. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, I'll be back again at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today and tonight on the Big Brother 23 live feed. So check that all out. Again, make sure to find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Chantel, where can people find you?
Online, probably easiest to find me at ShanFranFran on Instagram. That has all my links there, or on my YouTube channel, Reality Realness with 3 S's, where I do some daily Love Island UK and US content in the afternoon. So come and hang out and talk about I've got a text all day long.
All right. So that's what we have. I do want to share with you guys just briefly. I got a text about 10 minutes ago. All of my belongings have finally started to ship.
Oh, sorry.
They've finally left the warehouse and they now have to travel across the country, but there's movement.
There's movement and you know what's going on, so you can track the progress. Okay.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, ish. How long was it supposed to take though, the actual travel? Like,
it was supposed to take a week.
Okay, so a week from now?
Well, we'll see. They theoretically have like another 2 weeks or something. I don't know. But yeah, I still honestly don't expect it for another month.
Just you're not getting it. Like you just buy all new stuff. It's over.
But something
unless you
want
to talk to somebody, I can talk to somebody for you. We'll get your money back or something.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for hanging out with us here today. Make sure you tune in later today for all of the stuff we're going to do. And I will see all of you next time.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.